Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Young children love finger painting with brushes and sponges, but what they like best to paint is with their fingers, important for brain development. Bright, colored, homemade, or commercial finger paint works fine. Children can put on some plastic gloves and mimic Iris Scott's dots and swirl paintings. It is also fun to finger paint with products you have around the house. You'll need some supplies like shaving cream in a can, food coloring, instant pudding, some milk or Greek yogurt, paper, gallon-sized plastic bags, bowl, a whisk, wax paper, and a cookie sheet and plastic gloves. And you don't need all of those things. You can try colored vanilla pudding paint and whipped cream first. This is a great learning experience for measuring and following directions. Before painting with the pudding, make sure everyone washes hands. Who can resist licking fingers? Pudding paintings can be made on paper covered with wax paper, cookie sheets, or clean countertops. Children can practice making letters, numbers, and geometric shapes. Children learning to print can practice feeling what they are writing. Touching and writing surfaces with their pointer finger helps children make letters and numbers the correct way, especially when they are reversing numbers like 3s, 5s, 7s, 9s, or B's and D's. You can make figures on paper and cover with wax paper for copying, too. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.